Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Box Set Pod, Season 3, Episode 15. Howell and Jamie here. Hope you are well. You can always email us, studio@theboxsetpod.com. studio@theboxsetpod.com. We did say we might decide who the winner of the prize we've been offering this season is on this podcast. Maybe that'll be next week's podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make the season last just one more episode, because we've got a guest today. Don't forget to share us. If you like what we do, just share us with somebody. Just text someone and say, have a listen to this. Do that for us and send us proof that you've done it, and you will win a prize, possibly.
Possibly.
That's possibly. Okay, you will win a prize, possibly. So you possibly will win a prize if you send us proof that you have shared us with somebody. The most impressive share will possibly win a prize. Season 3, episode 15, is it now?
You're absolutely bang on.
Wow. Wow. We're going to get your top 10 in a moment, which we started last week. We'll see what the top 10 box sets are of the week. What have I been watching? I'm almost at the end of season 24. Season 3 of... it feels like season 24.
Yeah.
Season 3 of 24.
Right.
Very exciting.
Has it got better or worse?
Do you know what the problem with it is? It's got the Prison Break problem of, like, something is about to happen that could finally resolve this whole thing in hour 6.
Right.
Is it going to be resolved? Are they going to storm the door down and find the terrorist in season C, in episode 6? No, they're not.
No.
Something will
Wouldn't
go wrong.
Wouldn't it be great if they did that, though, and they just spent the next 18 hours just, you know, scratching their balls?
Well, I wonder if in later series it challenges itself more like that and it has to keep reinventing, you know, new problems to solve, because they can't have carried on with it. Because season 3, watching them all back-to-back, I've got to the point where I'm watching it, I'm on the computer or I'm on my phone, and I just... Like, as soon as they're about to storm the building, I kind of switch off and start reading the news or something, because I know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to pay off. The last couple of episodes are always where it happens, I suppose. Jamie, I went to a wedding last weekend. Very
okay,
nice. Oh, by the way, on the pod this week, Nancy Myers. She has written some of the films from your youth.
I mean, she is the amazing Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn, Jumping Jack Flash, Baby Boom. I want to talk to her about Baby Boom, because that was a big film for me when I was a child.
What Women Want.
Father of the Bride and Father of the Bride Part 2.
I mean, she will have met Steve Martin.
Oh, she'd not just met him, Harold. She's probably been round to his house and used his toilet.
Well, we need to talk to her about that. What is Steve Martin's toilet like?
Also, a new film, The Intern, stars my hero, Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's why we're talking to her, because Jamie loves Robert De Niro.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's not really a connection to a box set, is it?
Well, she has... I mean, Baby Boom was made into a three-part TV series.
There we go. There we go. That's our excuse. We always need an excuse. I went to this wedding, and Jamie, you would have loved it. You'll never guess what the act was.
Oh, it was Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie.
Is that a tribute? Lionel Richie tribute act?
Lionel Richie tribute. I told him about you afterwards, and he said, I met him. And I thought he meant you. And he said, no, I met Lionel Richie. He went on stage with Lionel Richie.
What?
How amazing is that?
Was he better than me? Is it Lionel Richie tribute act?
I'm not sure. I mean, I recorded a bit for you. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. But you've given...
I got a bit carried away.
He sounds more like Rod Stewart. Horse, isn't he?
There was also a very drunk man called Simon there, and he got talking to me about box sets. And I said that I would put him on the box set pod if he reviewed S.H.I.E.L.D. for me, his favourite box set ever. Right?
Oh, really?
So here we go.
Okay, here we go. Tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Simon from Blackpool.
Simon, what was the last box set that you watched?
The S.H.I.E.L.D. about 4 years ago.
Tell us about S.H.I.E.L.D. and what you feel about it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was really gritty, really entertaining, really on the edge of your seat. It was very realistic.
Yeah.
The way they filmed it was almost like you were the person chasing after them. It was amazing.
How do you feel about it?
I felt like on the edge of my seat. I couldn't wait to watch the next one. I'd miss sleep to watch another episode of it.
That's what box sets are all about. And how did you feel when it ended?
Like there was a part of my life gone.
Yeah.
That gritty part of my life, that expectation of something that I don't know what's going to happen, is gone.
Would you say life has been the same since?
Never.
Thanks, Simon.
Simon there capturing the loss, I think.
Oh.
Have you seen S.H.I.E.L.D., Jamie?
I've got the first series, right. And I haven't watched it. I have it on box set, but I've never actually tried it, and
really?
I really probably should. I've been told that it's really good. I just have never given it a go.
I think with a name like S.H.I.E.L.D., and maybe we should talk about names in the future, does anyone think that something's been named badly? Because S.H.I.E.L.D. implies to me something quite thin on the ground, a bit overly patriotic. Mm. But it sounds like it might be grittier than that, if Simon is to be believed.
Yeah, I think it is quite gritty, yeah. I mean, I've heard very good things about it, but I guess I don't think the name put me off.
No.
I think it's just that I've always been on bigger and different journeys, you know.
Yeah.
TV-wise, I have been watching on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Hand of God. Have you heard of Hand of God?
No.
It's been advertised quite a lot. No, Howell. It's about a man played by Ron Perlman who thinks he's getting visions from God telling him to kill certain people, and he's sort of a bit of a vigilante. It's very dark, and some of it's very good.
Yeah.
But it's not great, you know. It's one of those that I'm sort of trawling through without much passion.
Right. I've just had to walk through my house to plug my computer in because I'm running out of battery. I've just started watching Generation Kill, the one that David Simon of The Wire did.
Yeah, have you never seen that one?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's really good, really good. And it's all like, they're all real. They're all playing real people in the...
There's that guy in it from The Wire, Ziggy, who plays
Ziggy.
Yeah,
Ziggy's in it.
He's so annoying. Like,
yeah.
I can't work out whether I think he's a bad actor and he's annoying for that reason, or whether he's just really good at playing that annoying character. Which
all I remember about him, and all I think about it with him, is when he showed his penis in The Wire.
Yeah.
I remember thinking how massive his penis was.
I think that was the point, yeah.
But that's all I can... whenever I see him in anything, I just think the guy's got a huge Johnson, unless it was prosthetics. I don't know.
We've just had some news that our Nancy Myers interview has been cancelled.
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 That is an absolute disgrace. This happens all the time to us, Howell.
Isn't that dreadful?
M. Night Shyamalan, Nancy Myers, you name it.
Joe, we've not spoken to in a long time, is Luke or Fife.
Yeah, should we get them on?
We could. We could get one of them on.
I could do some news as well, box set news.
Let's do the box set news.
Okay, starting off, if you go to theboxsetpod.com/news, all the latest pieces of juice have been thrown on there by me. And I want to start with Hoddle.
Can we just do a shout out for our new head of internet department?
Oh, yeah.
As well.
We've got a new employee.
Yeah, Adam is our new employee. He is, bless you, he is in charge of the internet. So we've now got the algorithm department working out the chart every week. And we've now got the internet department as well. It is growing. If you feel like you could become a department of the Box Set Pod, let us know. studio@theboxsetpod.com. Carry on, Jamie.
So, Hordor. Let's talk Hordor. Season 6 of Game of Thrones had a problem. The problem was this. The TV show was moving too quick for the writer George R. Martin, who wasn't finishing books because he was too busy eating pizza. Yeah. Now, the good news is this. They've come round to a great idea. In season 6 of Game of Thrones, which will be out next year, what they'll be doing is going back in time to look back at the history of the Stark family.
Oh.
Clever idea.
Trying not to sniff in too much.
Sorry, yeah, it's I'm on the edge of another big blow.
Why don't you go and get a tissue?
No, let's just leave it on the edge.
All right.
So what they're going to do is look at the history of the Stark family. They're also going to tell the story of Hodor and how Hodor became Hodor and why he only says Hodor.
Hodor. Does this mean that they are going to bring back Sean Bean then?
There's a chance we might see a bit of Beanie. I do know that Ian McShane and Richard E. Grant have joined the cast. I'm not sure what their roles will be as well. But yeah, there's a chance that they might break out the Beanster.
Just when you thought that Game of Thrones couldn't stretch it out anymore, none of us remembered the flashback. Yes. None of us thought that they could do it.
I can't believe they haven't done it more. I mean, there must be such a rich history of, you know, to go back into and look at. Also, I want to mention, I think we did mention this with Doug Stanhope when we were talking about Black Mirror. There is a new series of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Charlie Brooker's Black Mirror. It's going straight to Netflix, though. Netflix have done a deal with Charlie for 3 brand new episodes of Black Mirror that will go onto Netflix, and it might give him more license to be even darker. And Black Mirror has been in the news a lot lately because of the whole David Cameron pig incident, because there is an episode of Black Mirror when the Prime Minister has to knob a pig, doesn't he, Howell?
Yes.
Remember that?
No. I never watched it.
You've got to watch Black Mirror.
Yeah. So
they're on Netflix.
Oh, are they? Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Another news, the final ever season of Peep Show is currently being filmed by David Mitchell and Robert Webb. And, of course, Olivia Colman tweeted a picture of herself doing her final ever scenes in between filming season 3 of Broadchurch. Peep Show, definitely one of my favourite. It's a brilliant show. It is.
I saw that tweet because I follow the Box Set Pod on Twitter.
Yeah. Also, Malcolm in the Middle. Do you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle, Howell?
Yeah.
All right. It was a great show. It was, and Bryan Cranston was brilliant in Malcolm in the Middle. And it's been rumoured that the Malcolm from the show, Frankie Muniz, who's had a bit of a crap career since he left Malcolm. His biggest hit's been Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. But he's tweeted that he would be interested in picking up the story of Malcolm in the Middle, you know, 10 years on. And so too has Bryan Cranston. Believe it or not, even though he's getting lots of work and he's very, very well respected these days, he's still interested in taking back the mantle of Malcolm in the Middle. So who knows if that'll happen. In other news, Taken is coming to TV
he
as well. NBC.
Disgusting, even when they're small.
Really?
Really.
All right.
Just turn away from the mic.
I didn't think that was a loud one, Howell.
It's just like, it doesn't need to be loud. And that one.
Well, that one was meant to be loud. That's not a bass. You know, there's worse noises, all right? Taken is... Did you watch Taken films, Howell?
Yes. Love a bit of Nice and Taken. Coming to TV.
NBC are working with Luc Besson. I recently saw his film Lucy, starring Scarlett Johansson.
It won't be Neeson, though, will it?
No, because what they're going to do is they're going to explore a younger version of his character.
For God's
sake. They're going to show how he acquired his particular set of skills. Clever.
Everyone's going flashback. Are we turning a corner, people? Are we turning a corner now? Just like when, you know, we've got Batman meets Superman. We've got kind of the comic book world. It's become so awash of comic book characters that they're now like putting the two together. And then in the TV world, we've got so many box sets.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just watching one of my rabbits hump the other rabbit as we speak.
Oh.
There we go. And the rabbit has run away, the one that was being humped. This is not a sexual thing. Rabbits do this to assert their dominance over the other. And my two are in a bit of a... they're trying to decide who's boss at the moment.
And it's just really funny. Animals humping is just funny, though, isn't it? I mean, whether it's sexual or not, it's just effing hilarious.
Especially when it's like ploughing the other one across your hearth. Just in front of the fireplace there.
Speaking of fireplaces, have you ever heard the phrase, Howell, Netflix and chill?
Yeah, but are there too many TV series now that they're having to go to flashbacks? Are they just raking in the money in terms of Game of Thrones, in terms of Taken? Is that what's happening?
I don't know.
Is there going to be too many for us to even talk about?
No, you can't beat a good flashback. It gets a bit annoying when the TV show doesn't go forward at all. Like Lost had that problem where Lost got to a stage where every episode was a blooming flashback and all you wanted to do was know what was in the bloody woods and they would never, you know, it's just...
Carry on then.
Anyway, yeah, Netflix and chill. Have you ever used the phrase Netflix and chill? I'm going to have a Netflix and chill.
No.
Do you want to come round for a Netflix and chill?
I've never been to your house.
No, you haven't actually, and you're still not invited. Well, apparently this phrase, Netflix and chill, is still new to me as well, but hipster teenagers in America are especially enjoying inviting their friends round for a Netflix and chill sesh. And this phrase has become so popular, the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia has organised the first ever Netflix and chill festival.
Really?
21,000 people. I'm not sure what's happened. I think the actual festival happened a few days ago. I'm not sure how it went down or what they binge watched, but 21,000 people apparently were turning up to the university for a Netflix and chill fest.
21,000 people?
Yeah.
And what they all, imagine trying to decide what you watch. It's hard enough for me and my wife.
Who agrees? There's probably not even one TV show that we all universally agree we love.
No.
And that's just in a group of like maybe. Maybe
The Simpsons. Simpsons.
but it's a bloody tough call, that one. I do not want to make that decision.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lastly, how about this, Abel?
You know what would be great? If we did a box set pod live at a theatre in Manchester.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great? The problem is, when we say, send us an email, everybody, we get one email. Yeah. You know, people, we know that we've got lots of listeners. You're just so bone idle. But, you know, if we get enough of a movement going, if would you come to an evening of the box set? We'd have to cover costs. Maybe if it was a fiver, that's cheaper than the cinema. Would you come? What are you thinking? 20 quid?
I think we should start charge them 10, 15 quid, plus they've got to bring their own booze.
I'm not sure what the theatre would think about that.
I'll be alright with it, we'll sneak it in. But I mean, we need enough people for that to happen. We'd need at least, to fill a theatre, we need about 800 people, wouldn't we?
Speaking of bringing your own booze, have you ever heard of a car bar?
A car bar?
Yeah.
No.
So I was at the wedding, and it was quite expensive, the drinks.
Yeah.
And someone said, it's all right, we've got a car bar. Do you want anything from the car bar?
What?
Nip out to the car, stashed a few bottles in there.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. That's like what my mum used to do at the cinema when she was sneaking satsumas in because of the prices of Starburst.
Yes.
Wow,
what a rough deal. Satsumas instead of sweets.
Yeah,
Is that it for your news? Or
no, one more thing. Yeah. Name the theme tune, because it's coming to TV again.
Grand Designs.
No, I'll try again.
Grand Designs. Grand Designs.
Come on, Howell, it's the frigging A-Team.
It's the A-Team's coming to TV. Well,
the A-Team.
That was the I mean,
it was a TV show.
Is it one of the original box sets of all time?
Oh, huge. 80s A-Team. Made a big screen remake a few years ago, but it flopped at the cinema. Yeah. 20th Century Fox and decided to do a TV reboot. Check this out, though. There's rumours that the team will be made up of a mixture of both men and women, leaving the possibility of a female BA Baracus.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Women don't want that. No, women don't want that. Like, for the emancipation of women to truly happen, surely what they don't want is to be just obviously tokenly put into a male character.
Surely, not owl?
Because
women like jewelry.
Because they can have their own
jewelry.
Because they can have their own character. They don't have to be just putting on. Oh, right, his BA is a woman. Come on, put the females in it, but give them their own bloody characters. Well, we'll let women in, but they can play male parts.
You know.
Emails. Anyway, we had an email or two, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yes.
Grab them, will you? I've left my phone upstairs where I was recording. You know what else I can do whilst recording this live? I can go through to where I think I left the prize. I'm going to see if I can actually find the prize.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, I'm looking for Arrested Development. Is that right? Or Entourage?
No, Entourage Owl. Why do you keep saying Arrested Development?
I always get them mixed up. Entourage box set is what we are looking for. Welcome to my kitchen. Bit of a mess in here at the moment. And I got some plates from yesterday's breakfast. Well, this is where the DVD was, but...
You seriously haven't lost it, Howell?
Right, well, it's not here. It's not where I thought it was.
Jeez. We've got to give them something. We have to pay for one if we don't give them it.
No, we don't. We said right from the start, if I manage to find it.
Oh, I don't remember us saying that.
I mean, normally that's how long I'd spend looking for something. I'd now consider it lost, but let me... I'm going to go into my DVD cabinet, which is beautiful. It's like...
mahogany?
It's almost mahogany. It's a wooden... It's like an old door with a latch. Hey, hear that?
Very nice.
Right.
What have you got in there?
In there now. I've got Frozen, Beauty and the Beast. Let's see what box sets I've got. I've got Harry Potter box sets. I've got The Wire box sets. The West Wing box sets. Wind in the Willows. The VHS.
Is that my West Wing box
set? It is not your West Wing box set. It's my West Wing box set. Okay. Back off. I've got a Woody Allen collection. I've got Quantum Leap. I've got Spaced. I've got Alfred Hitchcock. I've got Anchorman. I've got Blackadder and the Coen Brothers, Charlie Chaplin. I've got quite a good taste, really.
That's my Coen Brothers box set.
It is not your Coen Brothers box set. Get away. Just because somebody has something that you've also got.
Well, it better if I don't find it in my cabinet.
Whoa, it must be yours if you can't find it. Yeah, if anybody's got an Entourage box set.
Oh,
yeah,
geez,
it's mine. I've got a neo-realist collection. I've got a classic war movies. I've got a lot of series of Frasier, all
really?
Of which are mine. I've got Santa Claus, the trilogy. I don't know how that got in there.
Santa Claus, the trilogy?
The Santa, like, you know, oh, yeah. No, I've got Santa Claus, the movie, and A Christmas Carol in a two-box set.
Oh.
That was a Christmas purchase. Back to the Future box set's in there as well.
Great.
And no Entourage as of yet.
Right, you've got to find that, Howell, for next week. You've got a week to find it.
What has happened to that?
You're buying it. You lost it.
I found it. It's on my other shelf.
Oh,
there we go. Still in its plastic wrapper.
I thought you were going to watch it before we gave it away.
Well, I said I might do that, but I've got busy with other things.
Okay.
That's what happens, isn't it? Okay, there we go. Now, is Ben available now? Because I think, possibly, Ben, the algorithm department.
Well, I've got an email to read out from Kevin here.
You do that, but I'm also going to try and get Ben.
Okay, Kevin emailed us, Kevin Starr. He says, "Hi, I'm an ex-Rock FM listener.
1 month since we left, can you believe it?
I love the box sets American Horror Story and Bates Motel. I've not seen American Horror Story, but Howell, you've seen the Bates Motel, yes?
I have, they're brilliant. Love them, Kev.
How many series are there?
Two series, possibly a third on the way.
Right.
Possibly a third on the way.
And they're good then, yeah?
Yeah. But... they're brilliant. I love the Bates. It's absolutely superb. I've probably got that wrong. There might be a third one there.
There might be a third one on the way.
Ben, the algorithm department. There he is. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Welcome to the Box Set Pod. You're our guest this week.
That's ridiculous.
We've just had Nancy Myers, the writer of Father of the Bride, amongst many other things. She's just
pulled out
on us.
Really?
So suddenly the pressure's on you for the top 10 this week. How is the algorithm department, by the way? Is everyone behaving themselves?
They are. They're all in line.
Yeah.
All working well.
How's Crazy John? Is he still nicking other people's staples?
John had to go. We had to let him go.
There is a team of about 2,000 people in the algorithm department. John was
crunching numbers. They're just crunching numbers all day long.
Yeah, John was quite instrumental, but also a bit of a troublemaker. And there's only so long you can put up with that. Disruptive is good, but not to the point that it affects other people's work. So have you got the chart ready for this week yet, Ben? Or?
No, I haven't. I am just working on it now, though.
Okay.
I'll probably be another 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Till the algorithm department...
Oh, get them in line, Ben.
See, since John left, the deadlines have just...
I thought you said it wasn't going to be until this afternoon. You said like 1 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I did. I did say that.
So I'm sat doing it now. Right now as we speak.
All right.
I mean, they're sat doing it now.
Get violent with them, all right?
That never
Threaten them with the belt.
Should we let the algorithm department get on with it?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right, we'll call you back.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye. There we go. Who else should we try? We haven't spoke to Luke this season.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah,
so give him a go.
Yeah, I mean, can it hurt? Could hurt.
It always hurts.
That always. Voice.
Here we go. We're ringing his telephone. Will he answer? He won't answer because it's a strange number and he's a celebrity. Or is he that desperate?
Hello?
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, Luke Marsden.
There he is.
Is this Darryl Morris?
No.
Gentlemen, how's unemployment?
It's beautiful, Luke.
The dream.
Beautiful,
it's,
as you
honestly,
know.
It is refreshing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many 7 hours?
7 years of it, or as I like to call, between contracts.
How many hours a week of work do you do at the moment, Luke?
At the moment, I'm up to 14 hours.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a massive... I mean, to be honest, that's a 90% increase in a year.
Wow. Wow. Well, I've set up a bunny babysitting service, which is... She's going great, apart from the fact
there's lots of construction happening. Did you say you've set up a rabbit sitting service?
That's correct. I had to take one to the vets last week. She was 9 years old. She needed an operation to remove 2 tumours. It was very, very terrifying. When you're looking after someone else's pet while they're on holiday and you have to take it for major surgery. Let me tell you, Luke, that literally sounds
like an ITV Davina McCall show.
Yeah. That's my life. That is my life.
If there's any consolation, I'm hearing nothing but negative things about Darryl Morris' breakfast.
Whoa.
Hey,
you are on the Box Set Pod here. You are aware of that?
I'm on the Box Set Pod? No, I'm not. I thought that was finished.
You're just slandering.
Well, this is still going strong. Why aren't you?
What do you mean he thought it was
finished? I need all that edited out. I absolutely not give consent for this conversation to be recorded.
Maybe
then again, I'm not being employed by Paula, so it doesn't matter.
No, that's true. So, Luke, just a quick one, checking in with you, just to say, we're sorry we haven't spoken to you for a while. It's been a very long season 3, but we've been very busy. And only today someone's dropped out, which means that, you know, we may as well try Luke.
Yeah, we had room for
him. And you were second
that
choice.
That literally sums my life up.
Super
I'm literally
sub.
Getting gigs, unpaid gigs, I want to point out, because somebody else has dropped out of an unpaid gig.
What are you enjoying on TV at the moment? What's your latest box set?
I mean, it's drying up at the moment, TV, but I've just recently, I finished Parks and Recreation season 7.
What a show.
Phenomenal. Truly. I mean, I was very apprehensive about the ending. You know when TV shows end, you think to yourself, are they going to butcher this? Is it going to be an ending? Is it going to be 6 Feet Under style, a classic? You know what? I think it was a perfect ending to the Leslie Knope and the gang. It was a great way to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I watched one episode of that in the early days. This was before we created the four-episode rule, and I gave up on it. I
can't stress enough, this is one of those shows that you have to go past four episodes, and you'll love it once you do.
It's just that, you know, the sort of zoom in, zoom out, documentary-esque style.
Yeah, I know. Really, it's a bit tiring.
And it can be frustrating. I mean, the first season actually only contained six episodes, so if you get for four, you've got to complete the first season. And actually, the characters substantially change after
massively,
the first season.
Massively change, and it gets funnier. I mean, this is the thing, it gets really funny.
Is it on Netflix?
It is not on Netflix.
It's on Amazon Prime, though, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber.
Yeah.
I'm not, but my sister is. I may seek some advice.
I mean, very quickly, I just want to quickly discuss Amazon Prime, if you guys have got a moment.
Yeah.
My girlfriend recently accidentally signed up to Amazon Prime. I don't think she's trying to buy something on Amazon, and next thing you know, she's a subscriber of it. It's a very odd system. It's no Netflix, in my opinion, purely because you have to then have in-app purchases, micro purchases, once you're a subscriber of Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I agree.
For example, when you're looking at stuff, some TV shows are available, but some aren't, because you have to pay a premium, and a premium for films. Whereas Netflix, the superior service, in my opinion, offers a very simplified model. You pay £6, you get everything.
Yeah. Totally agree with
Luke,
you,
how do you access Netflix? What's your interface?
So I access Netflix via my PlayStation 4.
Okay. I don't know how it's laid out on the PlayStation, but I have got the Apple TV box. And
oh, nice.
I love it. I can't recommend it highly enough, because we recently got a Now TV box as well to try.
Well, cost-cutting, you've got to cancel Sky these days. You've got to save every penny.
Well, I'm sure it's owned by Sky, or they're very closely affiliated to it, because it's
it's the same sister company,
And I just found it, you know, the content was great. There was what people would say were better films. There was more modern films on there than Netflix. But it kind of proved a point. You know, Netflix are moving away from paying for acquisitioning content. They want to make it themselves instead. And
makes sense.
It was interesting, because even with the choice of some really great movies, the user interface is more tricky to use than Apple TV. Apple TV is a beautiful thing to use. You skip through, it's two buttons on your remote. It's fantastic. But the Now TV thing, it did show how, like, it's not all about which films you buy in. There's something about the way Netflix works and the way it is that really makes it leagues above the rest. It just feels so much more slick and professional. And do you know what I mean? Does anyone else know what I mean?
Go on, Luke.
No, sorry. I was just going to say that I feel as though with Apple TV, is it not, because obviously, like everything with Apple, is it not all Apple-centric? Do you not have to have, like, you know, an iPad to even turn the thing on, a television that has to enable Apple Steve Jobs?
No. You buy the box for like £99 or something, and it's one box with one HDMI wire, plugs into the back of your TV. You do need to sign in with, obviously, you put in your Wi-Fi password, dead simple, and you sign in with your Apple ID, which everybody's got. But you don't. There's no further stuff. You can buy films on iTunes within the Apple TV. There's iTunes and stuff. But you can just spend your life in the Netflix app.
Well, that's the thing.
So
with Now TV, you can't get Netflix on it. They won't let you have Netflix.
Yeah.
Basically rival companies.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So even though, you know, I had all those films for free, I found myself plugging the Apple TV back in. And it's so good. And also, Luke, it's great because you can presume you've got an iPad.
I had one until my dad discovered it, and it's, quote, a fan of these square things.
Well, you can play, if you've got an Apple, a Mac computer or an iPhone or an iPad, you can go to... AirPlay. You can play straight from that onto your TV using the Apple TV thing.
Oh, nice. So if I had something on my iPhone that I wanted on a much bigger high-definition screen, we can AirPlay it to the Apple TV.
Yeah, you sat at home, you've found the video that you want on the porn website that you're watching, Luke. And
exactly. That's the thing to say, me and my girlfriend have made a significant movie.
Yeah, and that you just click...
let's call it, I don't know, Luke Who's Talking.
Yeah, you just... Oh. You just click the little symbol, the little square with the arrow on it, and it'll appear on your TV. It's that quick. It just interrupts whatever you've got going on your
Netflix.
That is
pretty impressive, yeah.
It's amazing. It's brilliant. And if you think about watching things like, I don't know, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee or TV shows which are on the internet, it's perfect because it'll just ping it straight to it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
How much does an Apple TV box retail at?
About £99.
So significantly more than an OTV box, significantly more than a subscription to Amazon Prime and Netflix, but I suppose in the long run, maybe. But hang on, so an Apple TV, you're saying you can access Netflix by that, but you have to have a Netflix subscription on top of that then, right?
Yeah, you have to buy your Netflix. But you've got the Apple TV I've had for 3 years, and yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's great. It's a one-off cost, but it's incredibly easy. So yeah, I think it's well worth, considering that £99 you might spend over 3 weekends doing useless stuff, just do it.
Well, very true, yeah.
It's brilliant. Anyway, there we go. Well, that was an interesting conversation about interface and content.
Got
ownership.
A recommendation for Luke, actually, that I know Luke will really enjoy. I watch it and think, this is a show that Luke will love.
Oh, yeah.
It's called How to Get Away with Murder. How to Get Away with Murder.
Now, was that on Sky Atlantic over here?
It may well have been. It stars Viola Davis as a lawyer. Have you seen it? It's by the same people
who
made Scandal.
I've heard of it, and I believe it's good. Scandal damages, that sort of thing. And tonight, me and my girlfriend have been looking for a new TV series to watch, so potentially this will be the thing that I'm looking at.
Seriously, get your chops around it. It's made for you.
And does it give tips?
To get away with murder? Yeah, actually, it does give you some good advice. Basically,
excellent.
Burn the body, if you've got any sense. Just burn and incinerate the body.
Yeah, do it naked so there's no DNA can be found and traced.
Absolutely,
and also have a shaved body, a completely shaved.
Yeah, yeah. Hold yourself down. And
Good. I've forgotten now what you said you were watching at the moment, Luke.
Just finished Parks and Recreation.
Oh, yes.
Last night, season 7. Honestly, Harold, you need to go back to your golden rule, 4 episodes.
I will.
It's an Amazon Prime if you've got it. Get it on there. And it's actually on Dave over here, the Dave channel. I've just recently bought the season 4 onwards.
It's amazing, isn't it, how hard it is to follow the 4-episode rule.
Yes.
It is actually a hard rule to follow, but it does actually prove worth it.
Well, our new internet department was asking me, have you got any more box set Bible rules for the website? Because you could do with building them up. And because we've only got 2, and I've forgotten what the second one is. What's the second one?
I have no idea.
Oh, no spoilers and the 4-episode rule. And it's such a key rule. It's such a hard thing to stick to. It really
you know
is.
What? You're spot on. That 4-episode rule wasn't brought in, and I started Game of Thrones with my friend, and we watched 3 episodes, and I gave up after 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I'd watched the 4th, and I believe the 4th was a pinnacle moment in season 1. But I watched the 4th, I would be glued and be this GOT fan that everybody else seems to be.
There you go, you see. The 4-episode rule. Luke, nice to chat to you. We'll get you on again soon.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. As you, like yourselves, know, I have abundance of free time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll speak to you soon, Luke.
Weatherspoon's boss it.
Woo!
Yeah.
See you, Luke.
See you, mate.
There we go. And now let's get him back on. I mean, he's had long enough now, what with that chat with Luke, hasn't he?
Oh, we gave him a good 10 minutes.
Well, this podcast has gone in a direction that I never expected.
Yeah, we haven't done a free-flowing, loose one for a while.
We haven't. Apologies. Here he is. There he is.
There he is.
The algorithm department just shuffling paper, typing typewriters.
A lot of stress in that department
Plus
today.
There is.
You're under a lot of time pressure here, unnecessarily so.
Who's at number 10, Ben?
I can't tell you. I'm only up to number 5. I'm going to go on mute, and I'll come back in when I've finish the next
all right.
5. All right.
Yeah, all right. This podcast's gone on long enough. Be as quick as you can. I'll tell you what I started to watch. And I literally watched the first 5 minutes, so forget the 4-episode rule. Narcos.
Narcos, yeah, I've started. I'm going to continue. I've just watched the first episode.
You know, sometimes you start something and you go, oh, this is really, really good and much denser than I expected it would be.
Yeah, it's pretty weighty.
Yeah, I'm not quite in the mood right now because I'm too tired.
That is exactly it.
Yeah,
I
needed to swallow it all. Swallow it all properly, you know.
It feels like...
You know what, do you mind if I make myself a boiled egg while we're doing the podcast?
Go for it. But what I liked about Narcos, at least from episode one, was that I really liked the Pablo Escobar character. Like, you know, I've read books about Pablo Escobar, and the thing about this guy is, he was a pretty cold-blooded, murderous gangster, but he was also, like, he was loved by the people of Colombia. He was loved in that country. Yeah. You know, he was a Robin Hood type of figure, and he had that like aura about him. That's why he was so hard to sort of pin down, because so many people would help him inside the police force and outside. It's an amazing story. So,
but was that love not born of fear?
Some of it was, but some of it was that he was a generous character as well. Like, he was a psychopath, but he was also very generous with the local people, with the people from the neighbourhoods nearby. And, you know, he had that ability to win people over. He had a real sort of... what's the word I'm looking for? A
Charisma.
Charisma, that's it.
Much like yourself, Jamie.
Thank you. Benjamin, thank you. Are you done over there?
I'm done over here. There's some surprises here.
Right. Now, I'm not... do you boil the kettle before you make an egg in the algorithm department, or do you just boil the water from cold?
We just eat egg raw.
Oh, that's my boys.
You're too damn busy, algorithms, is it, Ming?
I'm really into poaching eggs at the moment, actually.
This is
really
very off-topic here.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to number 10 in the chart.
Number 10.
Number 10's Game of Thrones.
Ah, it's back in the chart.
Dragon Nonsense is at number 10.
Now, Ben, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, it's nonsense.
Oh, really? How much of it have you watched, Ben?
I've watched 4 episodes.
Have you?
Admittedly, I've watched the first 3 episodes and then another random episode later.
Right, so, well, that isn't correct, is it?
Not right. But it's bollocks, isn't it?
No.
Well, let's face it, dragons. It's a load of bollocks.
No. Ben.
So last week, Game of Thrones was at number 1, wasn't it, in the chart?
No, 2 weeks ago it was at number 1.
2 weeks ago.
But 2 weeks ago was our dummy run.
Nobody heard 2 weeks ago.
We've tweaked the algorithm since then.
Yeah.
To truly reflect...
Game of Thrones.
A weekly nature, because in the first one, in the dummy run, it was a lot of the sort of best-selling, at the top of a lot of best-selling charts of all time.
Yeah.
On a week-by-week basis, it doesn't, at the moment, because there's no new series out, it doesn't fare that well.
This is a problem, this Game of Thrones thing, though, Ben. This is a problem.
What, that I don't like it?
Yeah, this is a problem.
You're just going to have to accept it. I won't talk about how much I don't like Game of Thrones if you don't talk about how much you like that bloody awful series that you like.
Well, that sounds like a bum deal to me.
Chuck, that's it. That's the name of it. I've heard it so much I can't remember it.
Well, Jamie, where do you stand on this? I mean, he hasn't...
We've
never specified whether the 4-episode rule has to be, you know... one after the other, but we would imagine that is quite key. Ben, you've basically read the first 2 pages of a book and then read a page about 300 pages in and gone, I don't like this.
That is true. That's
surely
very true.
Because I'm with you. I hate anything that's just fantasy with tits and dragons. I'm not bothered. And that's what I used to call Game of Thrones.
You know, tits I get the feeling with you,
it's
Ben.
It's amazing.
If you got into it, I think you'd fall in love with the character Tyrion Lannister played Peter Dinklage.
It's one of the best characters ever. It's one of the best characters ever created. And that's the thing with it. I don't want to like it. I know what it's doing. It's like a giant soap opera. I know what it's trying to do, and I don't want to like it. But it is so well made, Ben. It's gripping.
Well, you make a compelling argument, and I'll consider it. Well, but at the moment, I think it's a little bollocks.
Well, at least nine, it proves that the algorithm murder. Department isn't biased because he's put it at number one, so that's good.
So number nine was what?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it was number 10.
I think largely bolstered by the Emmys.
Yes.
And that she won at the Emmys, it sort of has reappeared on a lot of online charts.
Yeah. It's one of those
so
shows that
a lot of people are checking it out.
I love it, but I don't think it's particularly great. I just love watching it because it's like a twist fest, and I quite enjoy it for that fact.
Mm. Well, we've just been talking about it. Maybe that helped its chart status as well. Yeah.
Number eight is new this week, Heroes Reborn, which has aired this week in the States, and so is available online. And yeah, that's the new reboot of Heroes.
No, I just dropped one of the
X's. Was a great first series and then went to shit very quickly.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I never finished it, and I'm wondering whether you have to have seen all of it to be join it again. But I mean,
I don't think you do. I think it's reborn. It's a new thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. Okay. Number six.
Number seven, Arrow.
Arrow, still in there.
There we go.
Still in there. Still
my brother, my sister, big fans of Arrow.
Number six is Flash.
Flash.
Same thing, isn't it? Aren't they the same, basically?
Pretty much.
I think that sounds like being very dismissive over two very different works of art.
Anyone get the feeling that Marvel are getting a bit too big for the boots these days? They need to cool the jets.
I do, because they got rid of Edgar Wright and Joe Cornish from
Ant-Man.
From Ant-Man, or at least they quit. Yeah. Yeah. Number six?
Number five is... We're going to have to get more in sync on this, aren't we?
Yeah, number five.
Number five, Fear of the Walking Dead.
Okay.
Yes.
Still doing very well.
Are you watching it, Jamie?
I'm enjoying it. It's good.
Okay, good.
Number four, how will I like this? Dexter.
Ooh, what's Dexter doing back up
Dexter's
there?
Dexter's back in. This week they've released a massive box set full of the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Of every episode. And you can get it in like a deluxe version and a special edition. And so a lot of the retail charts that's dominating.
We should return to Dexter.
Those.
Did you know one of the top four episodes of this podcast in terms of listening is the Dexter special when I went to Miami?
There you go.
And not much happened, really. I mean,
you just stood outside the house outside with an American. Yeah.
There you go.
Special. And number four.
And number three, Modern Family.
Yes, Modern Family.
Modern Family, new series started this week in the States. So.
Now, let me just say, we were just talking about Parks and Rec and my how I'm put off by things that are shot with that zoom in, zoom out handheld. Oh, isn't this documentary style? It puts me off. And Modern Family I didn't like years while Sarah watched it. And then suddenly I sat down and went, oh, this is actually brilliant. I need to shut up.
It's very good. Really,
yeah.
It's very good. I love it. And the new series is very good. Downton Abbey's at number two.
Of course.
I have not timed these eggs. God damn it.
You can hear them, yeah. You can hear them boiling.
One of them's bust. God, what do you do?
Just eat it.
This is life, isn't it? This is how difficult life is nowadays. One of my eggs is bust. Day's over.
If only we had servants like they did in the Downton Abbey age.
Nice to cook
link.
Your eggs for you.
Yeah,
nice
cook
link.
Up an egg.
Yep, yep.
Nice
right,
okay.
And the most watched box set this
Here
week
we go.
Big Bang Theory.
Again.
By A Country Mile.
Really?
It's the most popular thing. Dominates all the charts.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
God.
So, have you seen it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's hard not to, Big Bang Theory, isn't it?
I've never watched it. I've
really?
I've avoided it.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I think I might have to... might have to have a go.
Let me tell you
it's
what
one
I
of
think.
Those... Yeah, go on, Howell.
Well,
it can annoy you on the surface, because this is why the four-episode rule exists, because things have a surface that you have to get beyond. In Ben's case, in Game of Thrones, it's dragons. In my case, in Parks and Recs, it's the style. And in the case of this, it's a laugh every three lines, you know, minimum. And that can be really annoying. And Friends managed to do that, but Friends felt much less pressured. It felt much less kind of, and that's how it kind of comes across. But as with Friends, this is the real, like, star of the show is Sheldon, is what's his name? He's actually 45, playing a 27-year-old. And he's superb, and it's the strength of genuinely good comic performers that, and a good script, but it's that strength that begins to you get past it, you know.
I think the thing for me is I've got a genuine prejudice against comedies that have laughter in them. I've developed a, like, I know that the first, you know, I'm Alan Partridge had a laugh track in it, didn't it? I remember it had
no,
a
it
laugh
didn't.
Track
Everybody in. Said it did, but it was actually a live audience.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. And I didn't mind that for some reason, but I find it really hard with most shows. If I hear laughter, I don't know. It just bothers me.
What's wrong with you? What, are you going to discount Dad's Army?
Well, no, but that was of a time, wasn't it? I mean, stuff that was of a time.
Well,
okay,
it was that,
but
they would accept that they wouldn't edit in laughs that was substandard, and now they will. So now it'll be, you know, every laugh has to be a certain decibel.
Yeah, it feels a bit too manipulative, like a lot of the way, like, you know, X Factor and stuff like that does these days. You know, there's that feeling of just I'm being forced to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that feeling, but it's a massive show. And that's all that matters.
Good, right, well...
great list.
I think that'll do. Well done, Ben. And
no problem.
I think we'll put you... I think now you're officially an employee, we can't give you the Entourage box set or put you in.
No, I'm quite fine to not have that, thanks.
All right, okay. Right, what Good do you work, like, though. Ben? We've heard a lot about what you don't like. What do you like at the moment?
At the moment, not a lot. I'm enjoying Fear of the Walking Dead. but, yeah, there's a lot of stuff just finished recently.
Well, Ben, why don't you just do for us? Why don't you just... I mean, there's harder things. People used to go down mines. Why don't you do season one of Game of Thrones for us? And just as an experiment, just to see if it's possible to be converted.
I'll think about it.
All right.
All right. See you later.
Actually, bye. Yeah, see you later. See you later, Ben.
Thanks. Just buttering me toast. Gonna make some sandwiches.
Well, I think we're all done here. Top 10 is finished. Yeah. Interview was cancelled. That sounds like your average pod. So
it's longer than an average pod. It's been a whopper.
Yeah.
So much so. Let's just start making me breakfast.
Wow. Yeah, I've got to go and have some crumpets, I think.
Lovely. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Final entries then to win the Entourage box set.
Decision time next week.
Decision time. And remember that all you got to do is tweet about the box set pod. This is the new way. Anyone who's emailed us in season 3 could be winning this. But let me tell you how you can impress us last minute. Tweet about the box set pod. Take a screenshot of your tweet and email it to studio@theboxsetpod.com. Or, even better, do some kind of other marketing, right? Facebook, it could be that you take a screenshot of you texting 50 friends. Text everybody in your phone book a link to the Box Set Pod. And that could win it for you, all right?
That could win it.
There we go.
All right.
Marketing award could go to you. Thank you, and see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.